10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Chino, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back, sacks. Loki still a dear, and I still shake a bow squat. Ram for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that dug in Sosa. Shot my dug in Fat Trail. Shot my dug in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Crosley. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried away. So now I'm standing on the overpass, screaming at the cars, hey, I wanna get better.
No, I was lonely till I saw your face.
I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Hodgetown, a picturesque evening in the Texas Panhandle for Rough Riders Baseball. The Rough Riders sitting at 36-27 in the second half and 80-52 overall. That's tied with Midland for the top mark in the entire Texas League. Game 133, just one series in the regular season left to go. It's the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Diamondbacks affiliate, playing host to the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders have had their share of success against this ball club, going 12-6 against them this season. The last time they met, the Rough Riders earned a six-game sweep back at Riders Field, clinching a spot in the Texas League postseason. They won the first half after a 12-0 win in that final meeting. They are 3-3. They split a six-game series back in May here in this ballpark in the lone series here at Hodgetown to this point. Well, on behalf of Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley here on the Riders pregame show. And let's meet the starting pitchers for tonight. First for the home team, it's the left-hander Spencer Giesting, the number 27 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, is 3-7 with a 5.25 ERA across 13 starts. Here at the AA level, that's 41 earned runs in 70 and a third innings of work. He's picked up 75 strikeouts to 30 walks. Not an overpowering type of pitcher, a fastball that sits right around 90 miles an hour, but he mixes in that four-seam fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and changeup. Still just 23 years old from Fairfield, Ohio. He was an 11th round selection by the Diamondbacks back in 2022 out of Charlotte. He made his AA debut back on June 19th, which was just a couple of days following the last meeting between these two teams. He has one start in September. He's coming off a game in which he was the losing pitcher, going 5 1/3 innings, allowing 9 hits, 4 earned runs. He didn't walk anybody, and 7 strikeouts. And that walk number is the key for him. He's issued 30 walks in his 70 1/3 innings at the AA level. But he hasn't walked a batter in his last 2 outings after walking 10 over his previous 4 before that. On the other side, it's the right-hander Nick Krauth going for the Rough Riders. He sits at 8-6 with a 5.85 ERA. In 97 innings of work, he's allowed 63 earned runs. Tonight marks start number 17 with the Rough Riders and appearance number 23 overall for the 25-year-old from Concord, California. Originally signed as a non-drafted free agent out of UConn back in 2020, he's coming off of an outing on Sunday in which he pitched a scoreless frame but did issue 2 walks and struck out a batter versus Wichita on Sunday in that series finale, a game that the Rough Riders ultimately fell. He had a tough month of August, but is looking to rebound here. It was an interesting month in which he saw time at AAA and also time in the bullpen and as a starter. But in August overall, Krauth went 1-3 with a 7.91 ERA and mentioned that one AAA appearance. But Krauth looking to build on a scoreless outing in his last time out of the bullpen on Sunday. He gets the ball for the Rough Riders. So again, it's Spencer Giesting, the lefty, going for Amarillo, and on the other side for Frisco, it is the righty Nick Krauth. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you part one of our two-part interview with one of the new faces in the clubhouse and Rough Riders relief pitcher Gavin Collier.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever and a new face in this clubhouse for Frisco. It's Gavin Collier. Gavin, first of all, thanks for the time. And let's just go back to the very start. Very illustrious high school career. Coming out of there, you decide you're going to head to Bama. Yep. So talk to me about what that decision, making the choice to go with the Crimson Tide, was.
So it was, I was committed to Clemson out of high school. And if something happened, whatever, decommitted, Bama gave me the opportunity. Took it, and it was a beautiful campus, and I wanted to go put on a Bama jersey and go run it, but got the opportunity to get drafted, so I had to tell them no, and something happened with that, and now I'm here, fourth year, and grinding, so it's been fun.
Talk to me about that moment for you. Were the Rangers on the radar as one of those teams you felt like could call your name, or was it, you know, kind of out of the blue?
Kind of out of the blue. I went to their pre-draft workout, whatever. Wasn't a team I talked to, really. They were kind of out of nowhere. It was Braves. They were a big one I was talking to a lot. Third day, I get a call in the Chick-fil-A line, and it's the Rangers. And I'm like, I didn't even know how to react. Like, it was a crazy moment. But, yeah, it was awesome, and I love the Rangers. They've done really good for me, and I love it, yeah. It's great.
What weighed into that decision for you to decide to sign with the Rangers versus go to college? Was it a tough decision or kind of a no-brainer for you?
Not really a big school guy. So, yeah, it was pretty easy. I told my parents if I get the opportunity to go pro ball, I'm going. And it was just kind of quick. I was like, yeah, I got the opportunity. I'm going, you know. Might as well chase my dream early rather than spend 4 years in college or three or whatever and kind of just go right at it and go play some pro ball. So.
Chatting with Rough Riders reliever Gavin Collier. And, Gavin, talk to me a little bit about your time here in the Rangers organization. You were obviously drafted as a starter, kind of have moved into a reliever type of role. What was that transition like for you?
Honestly, it was tough. I loved starting. I loved having a routine. I loved knowing what day I was throwing, know everything with that, studied the hitters, whatever. And then they told me that my stuff would work better at the bullpen, throw more strikes, throw harder. So they gave me the opportunity to do that and ended up loving it. I mean, you can watch the game from afar, but it's a lot easier in the dugout. But I've learned to adjust and be out there in the bullpen with the guys, you know, chatting it up, and it's helped a lot just being around guys that have done it before and kind of helping me get used to it. And this past year, man, it's been a blast, just, you know, getting out of the bullpen fired up, you know, and just going out there throwing one or two innings, just throwing as hard as I can. And it's definitely helped me in my career, and I couldn't say anything else about it. I love it. It's fun.
Good. Walk me through that pitch mix for you. And do you feel like the mix plays better out of the pen?
Absolutely, because I'm a big off-speed guy. So as a bullpen guy, you want to come in and establish the off-speed first. So going in there, and then now I have velo. So now it's like two strikes. I can go up in the zone with my fastball, and now I have a cutter to go against lefties. And it's kind of like I don't have to plan each at-bat anymore. It's kind of like going there, throw my best stuff, and see what I can do, and just get those 1-2-3 outs if I need to. So
that's part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Gavin Collier. Tune in tomorrow pregame here on the Riders Baseball Network to get that part two. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for this Game 1 matchup between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
in Amarillo, Texas. Let's get you set for first pitch just a couple of minutes away. First for the visiting Frisco Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. It's Alejandro Osuna, the number 16 prospect, playing right field and leading off for the Riders. It's Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, batting second. Cody Freeman, the second baseman, bats third. Abimelech Ortiz slides into the cleanup spot. He's the designated hitter tonight. Cooper Johnson will do the catching for Nick Krauth this evening, batting fifth against the left-hander. Sebastian Walcott makes his Double-A debut, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization and number seven overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. He bats sixth and plays shortstop. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, bats seventh, followed by Caber Rodriguez in the hot corner at third base, batting eighth. Daniel Mateo rounds out this lineup. He's the center fielder. Again, for the Rough Riders, it's Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Johnson, Walcott, Zavala, Rodriguez, and Mateo. On the other side, the home team, the Amarillo Sand Poodles, coming in at 56-75 on the year. It's Jordan Lawler on a rehab appearance. He's the shortstop, the top prospect in the organization for the Diamondbacks. Makes his second appearance with Amarillo this year. Gavin Contesello bats second. He's the number 25 prospect playing right field. The 21-year-old makes his Double-A debut tonight, followed by Gino Groover, the third baseman, batting third, and batting fourth is the DH, Caleb Roberts. Ivan Melendez mans the one bag and bats fifth, followed by Christian Serta, the catcher, in the sixth spot. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Kevin Graham. Christian Robinson will roam in center field and bat eighth, and Gene Walters rounds things out at second base. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic and brings us the first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud Double-A affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous night for baseball in the Texas Panhandle, it's time for Frisco Rough Riders baseball as they take on the Amarillo Sand Poodles in Game 1 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you are on this Tuesday evening. Today, the Rough Riders and the Sand Poodles meet for the 19th time this season. The Rough Riders have dominated the Soddies head-to-head, winning 12 of the 18 games, and they look to
assert themselves as one of the best teams in the Texas League once again here in the final series of the regular season. Alejandro Osuna is ready to go. Spencer Giesting delivers in the game's first pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and we are underway officially at 6:36 in the p.m., just 1 minute tardy tonight. Giesting, the left-hander, offers in. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now on the Rough Riders' leadoff hitter. Osuna went 2-for-5 in the finale on Sunday with a double and a single. Rough Riders 4-2 loss. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Osuna goes fishing down in the dirt. Serta blocks, and the catcher throws on down to first to complete the strikeout. And one batter in, a three-pitch strikeout for Giesting. One down, and here's the first baseman, Josh Hatcher. Rough Riders making their second trip out here to Hodgetown. They split in a six-game series their first trip out. There's the windback by the left-hander in the pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. Hatcher has dominated against Amarillo this year. He has 5 of his 10 homers against Amarillo. 0-1. He takes low and away, and it's 1-1. Hatcher hitting .295 in his 15 games, 18 hits in those 15 games head-to-head against Amarillo. Left-hander's pitch. Hatcher fouls it back, and it's 1-2. And so the Rough Riders hoping for more of that from Josh Hatcher tonight. The first baseman hitting .298 on the season with 10 home runs and 64 batted in to lead the club. The pitch. Hatcher takes low and outside. It's 2-2. Spencer Giesting making his first career start against the Rough Riders tonight. The left-hander stands 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old. The pitch. There's a line drive hit to right field, hanging up in the air for Conticello, and he makes the catch. Two down. Cody Freeman stands in. Gavin Conticello making his Double-A debut tonight. Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate, and boy, has he been good against Amarillo as well. 4 homers in 17 games, a .364 batting average. Giesting looks in, and the left-hander fires home to Freeman with his first pitch. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Giesting out of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, a Fairfield, Ohio native originally. With the Diamondbacks, he was a selection in 2022 in the 11th round. 0-1 is a swing and a ground ball down the third baseline. Groover backhands, a long throw across, is in time to get Freeman, and the inning is over. It's a 1-2-3 first for Giesting. Riders down in order. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders nothing. Sod Poodles to the plate against Nick Kraut next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning. The Rough Riders held scoreless in the top half, and now Nick Krauth to the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Amarillo, a rivalry that has existed ever since Amarillo came into the league back in 2019. And it has its final chapter here in 2024 tonight. Rehabbing Jordan Lawler stands in. Still the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, but he is trying to make his way back up to the big leagues. Saw him over the last couple of years in the minors. And Nick Krauth offers home to him. That's low and outside. One ball and no strikes to the right-handed batting shortstop, who's 1-for-5 in his one rehab game so far with Amarillo. Krauth into his windup, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Nick Krauth making another appearance for the Rough Riders this season. It's a number 17 in the start column and 23 overall. The 1-1. Check swing. He went around. Strike two. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. 8-6 with a 5.85 ERA this year. In 97 innings, just 69 strikeouts. 1-2. Soft roller foul down the left side. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. 48 walks in those 97 innings as well, and opponents are hitting 290 against the right-hander. He has seen plenty of Amarillo over the last couple of years. 1-2. There's a fly ball hit high in the air down the left field line. Zavala going back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. One away. Lawler just misses it, and Gavin Contasello stands in now. If you're not familiar with this ballpark here at Hodgetown in Amarillo, we are at high elevation. It is a small ballpark in terms of the dimensions, and the wind blows very fast out to left field here. First pitch to Contasello is a ground ball up the middle to the second baseman Freeman. He gathers and throws him out at first, and it's quickly two up, two down for Nick Krauth. Here in the first inning, 0-0 our score. Gino Groover stands in now, playing in his eighth game with Amarillo, coming up from High A Hillsboro. He's the number 9 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. This is the most hitter-friendly ballpark for homers in the league. Amarillo leads the league with home runs at home this season. First pitch. Groover watches a letter-high fastball for his strike. It's 0-1. They have 85 homers at home, which is first in the league, just 56 on the road, which is tied for 5th in the Texas League. 0-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Krauth got him to chase a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Mentioned that Krauth has a lot of experience against Amarillo. It's his 9th career start against the Diamondbacks affiliate today. 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. He's struggled in his career against Amarillo. Just 1-4 with a 9.45 ERA against the Saudis. 0-2. Got him looking. Outside corner. Nick Krauth fits a fastball on the outside edge and strikes out Groover. The two pitchers today trade 1-2-3 innings in the first. We go to the top of the second. No score from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Krauth, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Nick Krauth threw a 1-2-3 first inning, and so we go to the second scoreless between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. This gorgeous 88-degree night in the Texas Panhandle. Abimelech Ortiz starts it off against the left-hander Spencer Giesting. Ortiz playing in his 111th game in a Rough Riders uniform this year. Giesting has his sign and delivers home. A breaking ball in the inside edge for a called strike. It's 0-1. The designated hitter today, Ortiz, sitting at 14 home runs, tied for the team high. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball off the edge, and it's 0-2. Ortiz, as we've been talking about, if you were a furious follower of the Frisco Rough Riders, has been fantastic since mid-July. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Breaking ball topped off the end of the bat back to the mound. Giesting's got it, spins and throws him out. One away. Cooper Johnson bats now, the catcher. Ortiz, since July 10th, in 42 games, is fifth in the league in batting average, hitting .294. And fourth in OPS at .909. A completely different player from the first half. First pitch to Johnson, flutters across the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1 with the fastball from Giesting, which will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. 0-1, fouled away to the right side, it's 0-2. Giesting goes with a five-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and change. The slider is probably his best pitch. He looks in at Johnson and flicks in the 0-2. That's up and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Giesting has been a big-time strikeout pitcher this year. 142 total strikeouts. 1-2. Swinging a grounder, foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. A 26% strikeout rate. Both of those marks are second in the Diamondbacks farm system to Roman Angelo, one of their top pitching prospects who's been at the low A and high A levels this year. He readies in the 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. One out, base is clear. Nothing our score in the second. The 242 strikeouts are good for 22nd in the minor leagues. 2-2. Check swing, roller foul back behind the plate off Johnson's bat, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Giesting has also been a workhorse this year. He's thrown 130 and a third innings coming into tonight. That's top 40 in all minor league baseball this season. 2-2 offering. Low and outside. We've gone full at three balls and two strikes now. Sebastian Walcott on deck awaiting his AA debut. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a drive down the left field line, hooking into the corner. It's down and rolling all the way to the fence. Johnson around first. He's hot-footing it up to second, and he's in there standing. Cooper Johnson with a rifle shot down the left field line for a double. His 18th of the season, and the Rough Riders have their first hit tonight. A 3-2 pitch. He got an offering down the middle of the plate and just crushed it down the left field line. And now a man in scoring position for Sebastian Walcott, the 18-year-old shortstop and number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Number 37 overall by MLB.com in the top 100. First pitch. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Sebastian Walcott, as an 18-year-old, by making his debut right here, right now, becomes the youngest player in Rough Riders franchise history. Here in the final week of 2024. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Walcott cracks it foul on the ground to the right side, and it's 0-2. The Bahamas native was born in 2006. Oh, man. If that doesn't make you feel old, nothing will.
No one stings just a little bit, Zach.
It hurts. Here's the stretch. 0-2. Breaking ball. Fouled on the ground back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. With High A Hickory this year in 116 games, he hit .261 with a 785 OPS. An extra base hit machine. His 50 extra base hits led all of High A before getting promoted up here. 0-2 at the bottom of the zone, strike three called. First career double-A at-bat for Sebastian Walcott. Ends up in a strikeout looking, and there are two down. Second strikeout for Giesting, and here's Aaron Zavala. Expect to see a lot of good things out of Walcott, though. Walcott in his second half was fantastic. After a really tough beginning of the year. Here's the stretch in the pitch. There's a breaking ball down and away to Zavala, and it's one ball and no strikes. So the runner at second, nothing our score here in the second inning. Walcott hit .299 his last 71 games with an .870 OPS. Long sustained stretch of success there for the 18-year-old. 1-0. That's low off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Zavala with a tough left-hander against left-hander matchup here against Giesting, who has been much better against lefties than he has against righties. Here in double-A, he has yet to surrender a home run to a left-handed batter. He's allowed 9 to righties. The pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field. Conticello going back to the warning track. He gives way to the center fielder Robinson, who makes the catch. And the side is retired. So the Rough Riders threatened with a double from Cooper Johnson. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. Bottom of the second next, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Kraut takes the ball again as we go to the bottom of the second inning. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles here in game one of this six-game series to finish out the regular season here in 2024. Caleb Roberts starts it. 19 homers this year, third in the league. First pitch. Left-handed hitter takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 from the right-hander Kraut. Kraut threw a 1-2-3 inning in the first. He deals. Misses down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Threw just 10 pitches in that first inning, with 9 of those offerings going for strikes. He rocks home. Fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Roberts. Krauth, when he fills up the strike zone, he is extremely effective. He's run into some trouble with walks this season. Last year, and really every year past, he's had some home run issues. 1-2. It sits up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. But this season, he's allowed just 7 home runs with the Rough Riders in 22 games, 16 starts. The deal. And that's lifted in the air down the left field line. Zavala racing over in fair territory right next to the line. He makes the catch. Fly ball out to left field. There's one away for Ivan Melendez, the number 23 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Just to give you an idea, last year he gave up 16 home runs. He's only allowed the 7 here at AA this year. 12 of those home runs came with the Rough Riders, while 4 of them came in spot appearances in AAA Round Rock. First pitch, breaking ball over for a strike to Melendez, and it's 0-1. It was the slider from Crowth. Crowth throws everything at you in terms of pitch types. 0-1 offering. There's a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Walcott to his left. He fields and throws onto first to get him. 2 outs. The first offensive chance at AA for Sebastian Walcott goes perfectly. Him and Cody Freeman are a little bit different body types as they go for an high five back behind second base at shortstop and second base. Walcott is 6'4", while Freeman listed at 5'8". A little bit different. Here's the offering in. That's high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes to Christian Cerda, the catcher playing in his 12th game here with Amarillo. This is a very different team than the last time the Riders saw him in June. The 1-0 slips below the zone, and it's 2-0. There are only 6 active players on this roster that have recorded at-bats against the Rough Riders this season. 2-0. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 2-1. And so, a very different looking lineup from the last time Frisco saw them. 2-1 at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-2. That was all the way back in June. It was the last home series of the first half for the Rough Riders. They ended up sweeping Amarillo, and they have a 7-game winning streak going against the Sod Poodles right now. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rough Riders ended up clinching with a Midland loss going into their Sunday game, and then they won 12-0 for good measure. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. With a curveball off the outside corner, and Nick Crowth punches out his 2nd. Both have come to end the inning. 6 up, 6 down for the right-hander. We go into the top of the 3rd. Luke Maley will take over on the mic. We're still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't find, her parents paid it.
Top of the 3rd inning, the Rough Riders send the 8-9-1 batters to the plate against the left-hander Giesting, and it's Caber Rodriguez. The first pitch, and it glides upstairs. Ball and no strikes on Rodriguez. Caber has been the best hitter for the Rough Riders against Amarillo this year, average-wise. The pitch. That one just misses above the zone. That's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caber in 10 games against the Sod Poodles, hitting .385. A 2-0 on its way. Again, misses upstairs. And Rodriguez in the driver's seat at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A .385 average for Rodriguez. 15 for 39. With some extra base hits mixed in. 3-0 on its way. Taken down the heart of the plate, a called strike. 3-1, and Rodriguez will get the green light. He has three doubles, a triple, and a home run, and 14 RBI in 10 games against them. As he watches upstairs, and the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard for the first time in three innings against Spencer Giesting, the number 27 prospect of the Diamondbacks organization. Well, Zach, we were just talking about some exciting news. Thomas Sejacy got a call up. He's making his big league debut tonight for the St. Louis Cardinals, starting in shortstop and hitting eighth against the Reds. On the other side, the Rangers have made some news as of late, as Mateo stands in and watches outside for ball one. So Kumar Rocker is getting the call up to the big leagues. Going to start against the Mariners at 8:40 in Seattle on Thursday night. Giesting fires home and wave and a miss by Mateo, and we're even at a ball and a strike. And not only is it Rocker, but it's going to go Rocker, DeGrom, and Scherzer, three in a row for the Rangers. So in a season that hasn't lived up to expectations after winning the World Series, there's something to be excited about.
No doubt.
Offering home to Mateo, and he shoots it foul back off the netting behind the plate.
Selfishly, a little bit of a blessing for us, too. At 8:40, we might get to watch some of that game.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. He has been dominant, Kumar Rocker, that is. Not only here with the Rough Riders, but then went to AAA Round Rock, dominated there. There's nothing that says he's not going to go and dominate at the big league level.
Maybe there's a higher league he can go to.
1-2 on its way. Mateo chops it out left side. The third baseman, Groover, has it. On to second for one and back to first in time. A double play. It goes 5-4-3. A solid turn. Groover, the third baseman, he ranged over towards shortstop and reached all the way out to his left, fully extended. Fired a strike onto second, and over back to first to chop down Mateo. And just like that, Giesting has two gone here in the third.
It's so exciting, though. I mean, right off of Tommy John surgery, you didn't know what he was going to look like, that being Kumar Rocker.
First offering to Alejandro Osuna rides inside.
And I don't think a lot of people would have thought that he'd be in the big leagues at the end of the season, but I think once you and I saw him for the first time in Frisco, everyone started thinking the same thing.
He looked ready, the 1-0 to Osuna, and he cuts through it even at 1-1. But, I mean, Rocker was such a big prospect coming out of Vanderbilt that everyone had penciled him in to be a star, and then he had the injury issues, and everyone started questioning him. Osuna waves and misses, and he falls behind 1-2. And everyone started to kind of label that bust label on him before they even gave him a shot. And he has certainly lived up to the hype at the minor league level. It'll be exciting to see what he does on Thursday night.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, no matter what happens, people are going to overreact. So
oh, for sure.
Definitely looking forward to that.
1-2 to Osuna, and he pops it back out of play.
And I think it's so funny when you look at our perspective being so micro-focused on baseball in the minor leagues, and so many of the comments on social media with Rocker stuff being, oh, I forgot about Rocker. I can't believe he's still in the minor leagues, all that kind of stuff. So really exciting time.
1-2 again to Osuna, and he just shoots the bat head out it. Flare out into left field, and it's going to dunk in a hit. Wide turn for Osuna at first base, but he'll stop there. Good piece of hitting on a 1-2 count. Had a pitch down and away, and did all that he could with it. Just flung the bat head at it and flared it into left field, and he's got himself his first hit of the night. The Riders' second hit against the left-hander Giesting.
You may not see a swing that looks more like Ichiro than any other than that one right there. I mean, he literally flicked it, the barrel of the bat at the baseball, and just got the hit. That's incredible.
Here's Josh Hatcher, and the first pitch. Hatcher takes a called strike. It certainly was a really nice swing by Osuna. There's not much you can do with that pitch, but it's a little too close to take. You don't want to leave that in the hands. Leave your fate, that is, in the hands of the home plate umpire. Ben Engstrand has been good over the course of the year. But Osuna protecting himself, and it worked out for him. 0-1 to Hatcher. Drifts outside, a ball and a strike.
That's the thing about Osuna, too. He can have hits like that, and then he can turn it around and hit it 110 off the bat.
Yep.
Pull it. He's an incredible hitter, and he's been a really, really fun thing for Rangers fans this year, kind of almost out of nowhere for a lot of them.
For sure. Here's the 1-1. Hatcher a bit late as he waves and misses. Easting opts to hand a ball and two strikes. Yeah, Osuna kind of came not out of nowhere on his terms, but wasn't a top 30 prospect, and now finds himself sitting at 16, and he's had a tremendous start to his Double-A career. I guess it's not a start anymore, over 50 games. 1-2, Hatcher checked his swing, and Osuna delayed steal, and he's going to be called out at second base. It certainly looked like he worked his way around that tag. But the ball beat him there, and the call goes in favor of Serna, the catcher. So the Rough Riders do send four to the plate, but Geesting technically faces the minimum. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the third, still scoreless from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning at the 7-8-9. Bottom third of the order to face Nick Kraut. He's face six, sent them all down with two strikeouts. It's Kevin Graham, the left fielder, batting from the left side. And the first pitch from Kraut just misses outside. Ball and no strikes. Kraut has been super efficient. Right-hander. Rocks and fires, and his pitch hit hard on the ground up the first baseline, and Hatcher gloves it in foul territory, or even at a ball and a strike. Kevin Graham, as we mentioned, the left fielder, a 219 hitter on the season, five homers. He's one of those six players that the Rough Riders have seen at the dish, as Kraut's offering called a strike on the outside corner. Ball and two strikes now in favor of the right-hander. Kraut works quickly. His pitch, a soft bouncing ball. Hatcher has it at first. Kraut over to cover and flips to the bag. Kraut had to double check, trying to make his foot touch that first base pillow, but he did it with ease. So 3-1 goes to the ground out, and Nick Kraut has sent down the first seven that he's faced. And in steps Christian Robinson, playing in his 106th game this year with Double-A Amarillo. Robinson has been a mainstay in the lineup over the course of the year. He's played in 15 of those games against Frisco. The pitch home. Breaking ball called a strike. If Robinson hasn't had his best numbers against the Rough Riders, hitting just 122 across those 15 games. Owani checked his swing. They appeal down to first, where Trevor Patience, the first base umpire, says he didn't offer. Ball and a strike. Robinson awaits. He checked his swing again, and this time they say it went around. 1-2 on a pitch that missed downstairs, but Kraut got him to bite. Robinson just 6-for-49 against the Rough Riders this year, and includes one extra base hit. It was a double. And he struck out 21 times in those 15 games. The 1-2. Ran a bit inside. Had a right-handed hitting center fielder backing out of the box. Or even at two balls and two strikes. Kraut peers in over his tan glove. Now back to work from the windup. The pitch taken just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. But 3-2.
It'll be interesting to see how long Krauth grows. He threw 29 pitches in an inning on Sunday.
Payoff pitch on the way, and that one high and tight. Ball four.
There's his first base runner he allows, but, you know, it's 33 pitches in, and he only threw one inning and 29 pitches. He's been very efficient, like you mentioned. Baseball's funny.
It is funny, and you love that for Nick Krauth. It seems like over the course of the year, he's been really good in spurts, but we've gotten a little bit of that one bad inning type of thing. And sometimes it's not even a bad inning in the run column. It's just that 29-30 pitch inning, and sometimes that scoreless like it was on Sunday. Robinson runs. It was a hit and run as that one fouled off by Gene Walters. The first time the Rough Riders are seeing the Amarillo second baseman this year. Hitting at the bottom of the lineup, and he stands in before things turn over to Jordan Lawler with a runner at first base after the one-out walk. Walters batting from the left side in the pitch, fouled back to the screen. And that's a good sign there. After issuing the walk, Krauth goes right back, attacking the hitter. And he hops ahead, nothing in two. Krauth having to work from the stretch for the first time today. And he's set. The 0-2 on its way. A breaking ball dipped beneath the zone. Curveball from Krauth. He's still ahead, 1-2, and he picks over the first close play, but Robinson able to get that hand back underneath Hatcher's tag. Rough Riders playing the left-hander to pull. And Krauth picks over again, another tight play, and again Robinson just back in there in time. Still a ball and two strikes. Hassan Poodle's second baseman. Krauth with the ball pinned to his back. Now comes set at the chest. Kicks and fires. And that one popped up left side into shallow left field. Now carrying a bit on Zavala. He's camped under it and there to make the grab. Well, fly out to left. Completes the first trip through the order for Nick Krauth. They allow just one base runner. It was Christian Robinson who stands at first. He got there via a walk. Now Jordan Lawler, who flew out on the warning track in left field. We mentioned this ballpark, a small, short porch, and just about everywhere. There's a deep cutout in right center field as Lawler takes downstairs. But it's 325 down the line in left. There is a higher wall than most ballparks have. But a very hitter-friendly ballpark. Krauth's 1-0 offering to Jordan Lawler. Taken just outside for ball two.
Very, 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 very hitter-friendly.
It is. That's very, very, very much an undersell. 2-0 and the pitch home. Lawler waves and misses on a breaking ball from Krauth.
I believe they would call this a pitcher's nightmare.
It certainly is. You look at the numbers for the Amarillo hitters, and they're very inflated year in and year out. A pickoff attempt over to first, and that one not quite as close. And Robinson trots down to second base after the block. Didn't see exactly what Krauth did. Christian Robinson takes a free 90 feet. 2-1. The Amarillo shortstop rehabbing Jordan Lawler. Pitch home. 2-1 is popped up back out of play. And we're even at 2-2. Lawler playing in his 111th career AA game. A 252 hitter here at this level with 19 homers and 59 RBI. Played in 14 games last season for the Diamondbacks at the big league level. At just 129, the pitch. Tapper left side, and that'll come to a rest in foul ground over near that Amarillo dugout on the third base side. He did appear in three games during the postseason push with which the Diamondbacks ended up meeting the Texas Rangers in the World Series, and we all know how that one ended up. Lawler in each of those three postseason appearances came on as a pinch hitter or a pinch runner. The 2-2 popped up, back out of play, and a foul ball. Lawler mentioned playing game 111 here at the AA level in his career. But in his second rehab appearance, second rehab game with Amarillo, he went 1-for-5 in that first game, striking out twice. 2-2 from Krauth. Robinson runs, and that one just misses downstairs. No throw from Cooper Johnson. Robinson got a really good jump on Krauth, and I think for Cooper Johnson on a borderline pitch, he was thinking, get the called strike and not worry about the runner with two away. But instead, the count runs full. Payoff pitch to Lawler inside, and it's ball four. So Krauth yet to allow a hit, but he has issued two walks in the frame after retiring the first seven batters that he faced. And here's kind of that laborious inning that we were talking about for Nick Krauth. And hopefully, for his sake, he can still put up a zero in the run column here in the bottom of the third as Rough Riders infielders converge. It's Nick Krauth, Cooper Johnson, the shortstop Sebastian Walcott, and the second baseman Cody Freeman. The corner infielders stay put at their respective bases. Gavin Contesello making his AA debut tonight. He'll stand in now. Contesello played in 126 games at high A this year, hitting .282 over that span with 9 homers and 65 RBI. He was the corresponding move after A.J. Vukovic was sent to AAA Reno. The first offering to Contesello misses outside. Spinner from Nick Krauth, and it's 1-0. First and third with two gone. And the right fielder batting from the left side. The pitch ran downstairs. Krauth went with a bit of a quick pitch there. Came set, paused, but didn't wait all that long. He made the full stoppage, but it was really close to rolling through that pitch. Mixing up his pace. Ball pinned to his back. Now comes set. Pitch home, and that one sent right back to the screen. Contesello still ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike after the foul ball. The right fielder, the number 25 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, still just 21 years old. 2-1. Bouncy ball right side, and that's into right field. It's the first career AA RBI for Gavin Contesello. It's an RBI single driving in Christian Robinson. Jordan Lawler moves up to second base, and the first hit Contesello's AA career has an RBI attached. 1-0 Sod Poodles. And tough to swallow for Nick Krauth. He saw a couple of two-strike counts that ended up being walks, and they've come back to bite him. That one-out walk to Christian Robinson. A balk pushed him to second. A stolen base pushed him over to third. And then a base hit drives him in. First and second with two gone. Gino Groover, and he goes after the first pitch and hits it skyward but out of play on the right side of home plate. Groover struck out looking in his first trip up against Nick Krauth, hitting .333 now across this his eighth game at the AA level. Breaking ball, and that one runs inside. Even in a ball and a strike. Groover does have one home run over those seven games prior to today with Amarillo. Fralcetti kicks and fires and left that one just a bit upstairs. Cooper Johnson thought it was a strike, held it there for quite some time, but didn't get the call. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting third baseman, the number 9 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Fralcetti kicks and fires, and that one popped up our way down this right field line and over our heads. Krauth has had to labor here in this frame, so Brian Shee begins to get loose. He's been that long reliever for the Rough Riders over the course of this season. Krauth trying to make it just a one-run frame. 2-2 on its way. Line drive left side, and it's going to dunk in a foul ball. Rode the line up there, but just had enough spin on it to one-hop into that bullpen. The Amarillo relievers call home during these home games. Groover, one of those new names for Amarillo. It's a completely new-look team than the last time the Rough Riders saw them. Back at Riders Field in June, the Rough Riders completed a six-game sweep. It was the first time that the Sod Poodles as an organization had ever been swept in a six-game series. 2-2. Tapped foul back to the screen. And Groover stays alive. There's only six names offensively that the Rough Riders have seen for Amarillo this year. A few of them in the lineup today. 2-2 on its way again, and that one tapped foul off the netting. Defensive type of swing from Groover. Ivan Melendez, Kevin Graham, Caleb Roberts, and Christian Robinson are the four in this lineup today. There are a couple other names, including Cintron and Valdez. Another 2-2 offering, and that one runs downstairs. And the count is run full at 3-2. Just one hit allowed for Nick Krauth for 2 2/3 innings. He's issued a pair of walks, and they've all come in this frame. First and second, payoff pitch on its way. It runs downstairs, ball four. Third walk of the inning for Nick Krauth, and the bases are loaded. Lawler moves over to third base. Contasello up to second, and Groover up to first after the two-out walk. The base is loaded. It's already 1-0 with that one run coming home on an RBI single by Contasello, who stands at second base. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. Likely it for the right-hander Krauth. And part of that, not only the fact that the pitch count has been driven up here in this inning, but he also pitched an inning in which he threw 29 pitches back on Sunday. So pitching on just one day of rest. It was expected to be a short outing for Krauth anyway, but Brian Chi will come on in relief of the Rough Riders right-hander. We'll introduce him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Hodgetown, it's Brian Chi, the right-hander on in relief of Nick Krauth. He inherits the bases loaded after three straight reached against Krauth. A walk, an RBI single, followed by another walk. And Caleb Roberts stands in against the righty Chi. Bases full, two gone, and the pitch. Taking a called strike on the outer edge. Brian Chi has been that long reliever for the Rough Riders. We've seen him work up to four innings over the course of this year. He is making his fourth appearance against the Sod Poodles. offering home. And that one, again, called a strike on the outer corner. And it's nothing in two. She, across those three outings, has been really effective against Amarillo. Seven innings. He's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Roberts flew out on his first trip. He's behind nothing in two with the bases loaded. She kicks and fires the pitch upstairs. Ball one. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. The numbers overall on the year for Chi haven't been all that great. And he's been effective against Amarillo this year. Sub-3 ERA. Over the course of this season, 25 outings, a 5.47 ERA. 1-2. Again, missed upstairs. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 the score. That one run coming home on a Gavin Contasello RBI single. His first double A hit. He stands at second. Lawler at third. Roofer at first base. Caleb Roberts awaits the 2-2 for Brian Chi. The pitch. Chopper up the middle. Freeman has it at second base. Collects and fires on to first. Inning over. So Brian Chi comes in and does his job. He strands the bases loaded. But the Sod Poodles do strike for one run. It comes on one hit. No errors, and they leave them loaded. We go to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders coming up, trailing for the first time tonight. It's 1-0 Amarillo here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 1-0, and Josh Hatcher stands in. The first offering, a big swing and a miss, and it came up empty. Josh Hatcher was at the plate and might have been bailed out by the fact that Alejandro Osuna was caught stealing with two outs. The 0-1 on its way, and that rides upstairs. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting first baseman. Hatcher, in a two-strike count, had checked his swing, and they were in the process of appealing down to third base when Osuna got caught stealing. So Hatcher watches a strike on the outer edge. Ball and two strikes. A new life for Hatcher, who has been tremendous over his last 37 games. Hitting 333. Pitch home. And that one high and tight. Sent Hatcher spinning out of the way of it. Over that last 37 games, it's been 8 doubles, 4 homers, and 20 RBI for Hatch. It's got him hitting up back around 300. After flying out to right in his first trip, now sitting at 297. The pitch. Swing, and he just caught a piece of it. Sent it back to the backstop. Seen Hatcher at multiple different defensive positions at first today. And he chased the pitch in the dirt for strike three. Third strikeout for Giesting. They picked up one in each of the first and second innings. but had a very interesting top of the third. It went walk, 5-4-3 double play, single, and then caught stealing to end the frame. Cody Freeman steps in now. Freeman bounced out to third base in his first trip against the left-hander. Giesting's initial offering. Catches the zone right at the top of the strike zone. Nothing in one with the fastball right around 90 miles an hour. It's the fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and changeup for the lefty. As he rocks and fires the 0-1, Freeman takes. That one just misses, even at a ball and a strike. The slider is the best pitch for Giesting, although he loves to throw that cutter. Fastball sits right around 90 miles an hour as Freeman pops one up high into center field, carrying a bit on Robinson. He's in the one sliver of sunlight out in left center field, and there to retire Freeman. Two up, two down to open the Rough Riders half of the fourth inning. And Abimael Ortiz steps in. We've talked about how good Ortiz has been over the last couple of months. He had himself a really good last road trip in Springdale, Arkansas. First pitch misses downstairs. Ortiz has displayed a lot more patience at the plate, and it's led to an increase in average. It's led to an increase in power. The 1-0 tapped softly up the middle. The second baseman, Walters, has it. Fires on to first, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning for Spencer Giesting. 4-3 double, or 4-3 ground out, excuse me, ends the threat. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders back on the hill. We expect it to be Brian Cheeve for the Amarillo offense here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctua plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's Ivan Melendez who leads things off. Melendez grounded out against Nick Kraut. It went 6-3 as the second out of that second inning. But he leads off the home half of the fourth against Brian Chi in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Melendez, one of those names that we mentioned that the Rough Riders have seen this year for Amarillo, and he has been the best name of the bunch that still remains on this roster. 0-1 offering inside. Melendez had to spin out of the way of it. Ball and a strike. Melendez across 18 games. Tonight marks 19th game for him against Frisco this year. A .329 hitter. 23 hits in those 18 games. Pitch home, 1-1, broken bat. Liner into left, and that'll not dump in. A base hit. Ivan Melendez has his first hit of the night. It's a leadoff knock, and for the first time, Amarillo has the leadoff man aboard here this evening. Melendez playing in his 102nd game tonight. Here on the, that's a career high for him. Christian Serter, the catcher, digs in from the right side. Number 29 prospect in the organization goes to work against the righty Chi, and the first pitch misses downstairs. Fastball at 92. Melendez has three stolen bases on the year, not really considered a threat to run them. Chi kicks and fires. And that one just misses. Two balls and no strikes. But with Brian Chi, as we've seen over the course of the year, sometimes he'll get a little long in that leg kick. Teams have been able to run against him. High leg kick and the pitch home. Check swing. And they say he did not go. Three balls and no strikes. Serta playing in his 12th game here with Amarillo. Still in search of his first AA homer. He does have seven RBI. 3-0 on its way, and that one called a strike. There again with a fastball at 92.
You know, Luke, there aren't many things that are great about us being over here down the right field line here at Hodgetown. We are the best umpires for check swings
yes,
in the world.
Yes, we are. I think he probably went on that
I think
too.
He did, too.
3-1 on its way, and that one misses. She missed with a fastball, and back-to-back have reached to open the home half of the fourth.
What we can't do is tell if that ball was outside or not.
No clue.
It looked like it was, but who knows?
So first and second with nobody out. And Brian Chi's first full inning of work. And in steps Kevin Graham from the left side. Pitch home. That one does right outside.
Pretty sure about that one.
Yes. You can always tell from Cooper Johnson or the catchers behind the plate which way their glove goes. 1-0. Popped up on the infield, left side. Camber Rodriguez in foul territory, working over towards that bullpen, and he's there to make the grab off to his left. Brian Chi gets a foul out to third base off the bat of Kevin Graham, and there's one gone. That keeps both runners at first and second base. And Christian Robinson, who got the party started in that third inning, he became the first base runner to reach against Nick Kraus, and what ended up being an inning that somewhat spiraled on him. Only one run in that frame, but he left with the bases loaded. Robinson stands in the pitch, called a strike. Ivan Melendez opened the inning with a base hit. He stands at second. Christian Serta behind him at first base. He reached via the walk. Two on and one out. 0-1 to count. And a pickoff move. Freeman, the second baseman, came crashing down to second base. And she's offering not there in time. Melendez scampered back to the second base bag without a dive. Right-hander comes set at the belt. The 0-1 offering. Check swing down in the dirt. They say it didn't go. And from our vantage point, that appeared to be the right call. Just started the hands. Robinson didn't make an effort to hit the baseball. She ready. 1-1 on its way. Called a strike. Bottom of the zone with a fastball. That one with a little extra from Brian Chi. 94 miles an hour. Generally hovers right around 91, 92 with a fastball. He's ahead 1-2. Kicks and fires the pitch. Taken downstairs and we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Zach, it's going to be interesting here in this series to see how the Rough Riders manage the bullpen. Not to say that these games don't matter, but the postseason is already decided. The Rough Riders will head to Midland after the conclusion of the 6-game series. Chi readies, he kicks and fires. The 2-2 misses downstairs, and the count runs full. So it'll be interesting to see how the Rough Riders manage the starting rotation in the bullpen with just kind of trying to get everyone tuned up and ready for that playoff push.
Especially when you look at, you know, you're not necessarily just having everyone throw next week anymore.
You want your best arms for the series.
Exactly. There's a bouncing ball out towards shortstop. Walcott has it on to Freeman for one. Over to first in time. 6-4-3 goes the double play. And Brian Chi is out of the fourth inning. There you go. The second attempt at a ground ball for Sebastian Walcott ends up in a 6-4-3 double play. It's no runs on a one hit. No errors and just one left aboard the base paths in the fourth. We turn the car, top of the fifth. Next, Rough Riders coming up. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Cooper Johnson starts it for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning, with Frisco trailing 1-0 in game one of this six-game series. Spencer Giesting back to the hill. He's gone scoreless through four with three strikeouts. Johnson doubled against him his last time up back in the second. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. There's a swing and a high fly ball out to right field and playable. Conticello into the alley. Over to his right, he makes the catch. Fly out to right field, and Sebastian Walcott stands in now. And any time a ball goes in the air, you have to hold your breath just a little bit. Homers will be hit in this ballpark. It's a lapidary statement. You can put that in stone. Here's Sebastian Walcott now for his second double-A at-bat, and the first pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. He struck out looking back in the second. Walcott, tall, 6'4", right-handed batter. The pitch sails high, and it's one ball and one strike. Walcott hit 10 homers at the high A level. 1-1. Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Hooking fair off the wall on a hop. Walcott around to second base. He's got his first career double-A hit. It's a ringing double down the left field line for the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. The 18-year-old with a double down that left side off the 325 marker on the wall. And the Rough Riders have a one-out runner in scoring position here in the fifth. Well, that wing was cracked down the left field line. And here's Aaron Zavala. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Z. A breaking ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Well, Sebastian Walcott, welcome to AA. 31 doubles at the high A level. Now has 32, which ties him with Cody Freeman for the most in the Rangers organization this year. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. And that first career double-A hit, why not a double? 50 extra base hits. Tied for the most in high A before he came up here. The pitch. It slips outside as a ball nine. It's two balls and one strike. And top 50 in all of minor league baseball. He's been an extra base hit machine this year. Still just 18 years old, too. He becomes the youngest player in the league and the youngest player in franchise history to come up here. 2-1 offering to Zavala. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's two balls and two strikes now on Z, the left fielder. 1-0, Riders trail, top of the fifth. What has been a slow start offensively for Frisco. They have not hit well with runners in scoring position recently. In the last six-plus games, including tonight, they are just 6-56. With runners in scoring position in the last six games, and then 0-2 tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Zavala down on strikes of the breaking ball. Down in the dirt. Fourth strikeout for Giesting. They're two down. And here's Kaber Rodriguez. So now 6-59 over the last six-plus games with runners in scoring position. Just a 102 average. Kaber Rodriguez, the right-handed batter, walked back in the third. Rough Riders have three hits today. A single and two doubles, though nothing to show for it in the run column. Rodriguez batting in the eighth spot today. First offering to Giesting. Fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. Rodriguez hitting just .228 this year, playing in his 89th game with the Rough Riders tonight. 0-1 offering. Fouled back into Serta's glove. It's 0-2. Amarillo coming in to this series, losing 5-6 last week in Midland. They're just 4-11 in their last 15 games. 0-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed down in the dirt. Strike three. Fifth strikeout for Giesting, and the Rough Riders are turned away in the fifth. No runs a hit, no errors a runner left on. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, 1-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature and a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning. The Riders trailing 1-0. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you on this gorgeous Tuesday night for baseball in the Texas Panhandle. 88 degrees come from you here in Hodgetown. Downtown Amarillo. Brian Chee delivers home the first pitch. It's up and away to Gene Walters. It's one ball and no strikes. Walters flight out to left, his first trip back in the third. Chee kicks and fires. That's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders have failed to have a hit with a runner in scoring position tonight. They're 0-4 on the other side. Amarillo has just two hits today, but one came with a runner at third. The pitch, That's up and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. And so they lead it 1-0. RBI single by Gavin Contesello, his first career double-A hit in RBI. She brings in the 3-0. He fits it on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1. She relieving Nick Krauth, who went 2 2/3 innings, allowing one run on one hit. Here's the right-hander's 3-1. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove, and it's 3-2. The Rough Riders having won 7 in a row against Amarillo coming into this one. Have to be feeling pretty good, even down 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. This is an Amarillo team that has really struggled. And remember, they won the Texas League title last year. The pitch is a chopper up the middle to the shortstop. Walcott's got it behind the bag and throws him out. One out. Jordan Lawler hits now. Lawler a walk back in the third. He's 0-for-1. One nothing Amarillo, bottom of the fifth inning. Chi readies from the stretch, and the first pitch to the rehabber. On the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Amarillo hasn't won a series since July 19th through 21st. It was the three-game series coming out of the All-Star break against Springfield here at home. 0-1. There's a high pop-up into shallow right field. Freeman going back, the second baseman, backpedaling under it and makes the one-handed catch. Two up, two down. Contesello stands in now. Riders trailing by a run. The last six-game series that the Sod Poodles won, you have to go all the way back to June. June 18th through 23rd. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. That was against San Antonio, a series in which they won against the Missions. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. And that was actually right after they left Frisco. Rough Riders swept them, and then they went and took 4 of 6 against San Antonio here at home. 1-1. Here's a chopper up the first baseline. Hatcher up to field it in foul territory. 1-2. Now, it's been a struggle this season for the Sod Poodles. They're just 56-75 this year. They're 10 games under 500 in the second half at 26-36. She readies from the stretch with two outs and a two-strike count. He fires home. Down in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Contesello. She readies. The pitch. Just below the zone. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Left-handed batter at the plate. And here's the right-hander's payoff. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Brian Cheese strikes him out. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top six next. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back. Riders trail 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Hodgetown. Rough Riders send 9-1-2 up to the plate, trailing 1-0. Daniel Mateo, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher will come up. All right, it's time for trivia on this beautiful Tuesday night. Spencer Giestein offers home. Mateo watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes, a fastball. All right, Luke, we usually tie it into this day in baseball history, right?
That's right.
Here's the 1-0. Up and away, two balls and no strikes. We're not doing that today.
Not doing it
nope.
today.
It's random. All right, I want like you to it. Tell me the top 10 players in hits in Major League Baseball since 2000. 2-0. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Melendez angling over towards the second base bag on a run. He makes the catch at the last moment. One down. Alejandro Osuna to the plate. Top of the order. Riders trailing 1-0.
About Albert Pujols.
He's number one.
Miguel Cabrera.
He's number two.
Does Derek Jeter make the cut?
Derek Jeter is number five.
Okay. A-Rod?
Alex Rodriguez is 13. That's kind of fitting. That was his number in New York. There's a strike in the outside corner, 0-1.
How about Ichiro?
Ichiro's number three. The pitch. Osuna grounds it to the right side. A sliding stop by Walters up to his feet. And the second baseman throws him out. Nifty play. Sliding to his left. Got up, pirouetted, and threw him out. Two away. Josh Hatcher takes his turn now with the Riders down by one.
This one's going to be close. How about Andrew McCutchen?
Andrew McCutchen is 21st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be a little higher than that.
First pitch, Hatch takes up and in, 1-0. He finished, or he still has, still is going, 2,100 hits.
He's having a weirdly impressive year for, what, 37 years old?
Yeah, very good year. 1-0. There's a fly ball lifted the other way, sending Graham back at the warning track, looking, and it's off the wall. Hatcher up to second base, and he slides in safely ahead of the throw. Well, Josh Hatcher doubling off the wall the opposite way. Rough Riders' third double today, and it's two outs with the runner at second for Cody Freeman. Four hits, three doubles for Frisco.
Are there any active players still on this list?
There are not.
I kind of feel like that wave has kind of come to a close, and it's a younger game right now.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
I guess I should rephrase that. Younger game in terms of the stars.
First pitch is inside, 1-0.
Adrian Beltre make that list?
Adrian Beltre, fourth.
Okay.
One nothing offering to Freeman. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 1-1. Todd Helton does not make the list. He's 22nd.
Okay.
When
top of the sixth inning. 1-1. Freeman watches up and away. 2-1. Looking for top 10 in hits since the year 2000. Luke has Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, Derek Jeter, Ichiro Suzuki, and Adrian Beltre. He has the top five. 2-1. Swinging a foul straight back. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz is 10.
I don't think he's making... No, he's not. Never mind.
Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down. And Spencer Giesting is carving up the Rough Riders right now. 6 strikeouts through 6 shutout innings. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom six next. We'll continue trivia after this. 1-0 Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Go to the home half of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders down 1-0 in this series opener. Gino Groover leads it off in the bottom of the sixth. It's 3-4-5 against Brian Chee. Stretch in the pitch home. Right-handed matchup. Fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. We continue our trivia looking for the top 10 in hits since the year 2000. Luke has 6 of the 10. Looking for 6, 7, 8, and 9. 0-1 pitch. Fouled away, and it's 0-2. Luke has gotten Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, Ichiro Suzuki, Adrian Beltre, Derek Jeter, and David Ortiz.
Now you said no active players. How far down is Jose Altuve? He's got to be getting close.
16.
Okay.
He is the second highest active player.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
At 14 is the highest. 0-2. That's fouled back. It's still 0-2.
Robbie Cano.
Robinson Cano is 6th. Just as a side note, it's really funny to look at this list and see Albert Pujols, number 1, with 700 homers. Miguel Cabrera, number 2, with 511. That pitch is low, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And then there's Ichiro with 117 homers. Thanks for coming to the party. Chee's 1-2. There's a flare down the right side. And out of play. Still 1-2.
Does Michael Young make the cut?
Michael Young is 11th.
Okay.
Just outside the top 10.
Are these recent retirees or
It's somewhat recent. Kind of depends what you say recent is. There's a line drive out to deep left field. That one's not coming back. Over bar 352 and gone. Gino Gruber with his second career double-A homer. It's 2-0 Amarillo. It was a rocket shot. It looked like it was still going up as it went out. So 2-0 Sod Poodles lead it, and here's Caleb Roberts. Ryan Chi has done a great job in relief so far, coming in the third through two scoreless innings, and now gives up the solo homer. First pitch is a strike to Caleb Roberts. It's 0-1. We're just missing three on the list here of the top 10 in hits since the year 2000. 0-1. Ground ball up the first baseline. Hatcher gets to the bag. It's Freeman, the second baseman, who fields and throws him out. One away, and now Ivan Melendez stands in. 2-0 Amarillo, bottom of the sixth.
How about Carlos Beltran?
Carlos Beltran at number seven. These last two are definitely the hardest, I would say.
Okay. Are they both from the same league, American or National?
One American, one National.
Okay.
Well, there's a drive out to center field. This one sending Mateo back, and it is gone. My goodness. Over the batter's eye in center field for Ivan Melendez. His 21st of the year to match Tim Tawa for the league lead. And his seventh home run against the Rough Riders in 19 games this year. It's 3-0.
Zach, we talk about the dimensions of this ballpark. Melendez didn't get cheated there. He hammered that one out to straightaway center field, and it was a shot.
That was a no-doubter. Here's Serda, and he fouls away the first pitch. It's 0-1. A 440-foot homer. Goodness. Yeah, that's not a cheapie. The pitch. That's chopped up the third baseline. Rodriguez backs up on it. He's got it. Tosses to first and gets him. Two away.
How about Jimmy Rollins?
Jimmy Rollins. He's eighth.
All right. I'm missing one. Got no clue. Player play with just one team?
Two teams. One American, one National League.
Okay.
First pitch to Graham. Outside corner, a strike to the left-handed batter, and it's 0-1.
Hall of Famer or Hall of Fame caliber player?
Hall of very good, not Hall of Famer. Hall of career longevity. The pitch is up and away, and it's 1-1.
All right. Give me one of those teams.
The Orioles. One from G. There's a ground ball, just foul. Down the right side. 1-2, into the Riders' bullpen. Well, it's low, and it's 2-2.
Miguel Tejada?
Not Miguel Tejada. He's 20th. Cheese pitch. Graham watches away. It's 3-2.
This is an out there guess. Is it Nick Markakis?
There's no way.
That's unbelievable. I mean, he had a tremendous career, but I would have never imagined.
2,300 hits for Nick Markakis. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Brian Chi finishes off the inning with a strikeout, but a couple of homers, one from Gino Gruber, one from Ivan Melendez for Amarillo. We go to the top of the seventh. It's now 3-0. Rough Riders trail. Luke on the call next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here. The Rough Riders trailing 3-0 now after a pair of solo homers in the bottom of that sixth inning. Abimelech Ortiz gets it started against the left-hander Spencer Giesting. He rocks and fires and misses downstairs. Zach, we were just watching in between innings. Thomas Ajayi making his debut. He had his second at-bat and hit a line drive to left, but there was a guy there as Ortiz chops it on the ground. The first baseman, Melendez, has an underhand flip to the bag, and Giesting's there, one away. Waiting that first MLB hit for Thomas Ajayi.
Thomas, one of our favorite guys that we've had over the last couple of years, of course, on the baseball field, a phenomenal player, traded to the Cardinals organization. But really one of the good guys who came through Frisco, and getting to know him towards the end of 22 and then in 23 before he was traded was really a pleasure.
First pitch to Cooper Johnson. Runs a bit down and inside.
One of my favorite moments of Thomas Ajayi on the field and off the field came in the Texas League Championship Series.
Left-hander kicks and fires. And Johnson takes a call and strike. We're even at 1-1.
So it was an amazing moment on the field, of course. The Rough Riders had the win in Game 1 of the Texas League Championship Series. They won on the road in Game 2 and were trailing in the ninth.
1-1. Taken for a ball. And Cooper has himself a 2-1 advantage.
They were down by one run going into the ninth. They were down to their final strike of the game, and Tommy came up.
Pitch home, and Johnson shoots it foul. Even at 2-2.
It was a situation where he had just come up, similar to Sebastian Walcott. He came up for the final week of the regular season, played in the postseason with the Rough Riders. He was just 20 years old, and he came up down to the final strike and singled to the opposite field to tie the game. The Riders ended up scoring four runs in the top of the 10th and winning the Texas League Championship, which, you know, by itself, if that's just the only part of the story, that's an incredible moment for a young kid on the baseball field. Well, in talking to him the following year, you know, getting to know him a little bit better, talking to him about that moment, when he was a senior in high school, his mom had cancer, and he unfortunately lost her to cancer that year. It was one of the reasons why he wasn't very highly thought of, is because he was spending a lot of time at the hospital with his mom and not going to a lot of camps.
2-2 on its way to Johnson, and it rides outside. We're full at 3-2.
And so his mom is a really big part of his life. In fact, he has the word more on all of his gloves, M-O-R-E, because he always used to say to his mom, I love you, and then she would say, I love you more. Obviously a really big part of his life. He said when he was on deck going for that at-bat, he felt his mom with him on deck.
That's awesome stuff. Payoff pitch to Johnson, and that one roped foul off the facing of the third base dugout.
And he knew he was going to do something in that bat. He knew with his mom that he knew he was going to do something. And I'm sure as he makes his major league debut here tonight for the Cardinals, he's thinking of her.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hastings' 3-2 offering is hit high and deep down the left field line. Long run for Graham into the corner, and it's off the top of the wall and gone. Cooper Johnson puts the Rough Riders on the board. Home run number 13 for Coop, and that career high just continues to climb. The Riders on the board. It's 3-1 Amarillo. Great swing from Johnson, and just narrowly got it over that wall, hit the top, and caromed over. And the shutout no more for the left-hander, Geesting. And in steps Sebastian Walcott, who doubled his last time, and he chases the first pitch and comes up empty on a fastball at the knees. That double by Walcott was his first career double-A hit. Left-hander kicks and fires, and there's one shot foul. Nothing in two. Well, it's early in the career. Obviously, the 18-year-old, the youngest player in franchise history to don the Riders uniform. Looking out at the scoreboard and seeing a 500 batting average doesn't hurt. He lifts and fires, and that one misses downstairs.
Think it's sustainable?
I'm going to say yes. Top prospect in the Rangers organization. High expectations for him. Obviously, the 500 maybe not sustainable, but a tremendous ball player. Pitch home and wave and a miss on an elevated cutter, and he's down on strikes. Walcott strikes out for the second time tonight. It's the seventh punch out for Spencer Geesting, who has been unbelievably efficient here in this one. Cooper Johnson, one of the only guys to get to him. He's allowed five hits. Aaron Zavala stands in and watches a called strike at the top of the zone on the outside corner. Z is 0 for 2 today with a fly out and a strikeout. Pitch home. That one hit high and deep. Right field. Contasello back into the alley. And the center fielder Robinson is there at the cutout to make the grab. Any other part of this ballpark, and that one's either hitting the wall or working its way over the top. Instead, Zavala hit one hard, but nothing to show for it. Fly out to center field ends the frame of the Riders on the board after Cooper Johnson's 13th homer. It's a run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard the base fence. Bottom of the seventh next. It's 3-1 Amarillo here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Cheese evening is over. He gives way to the left-hander Seth Clark to take on Christian Robinson. It's Robinson and Walters, the 8-9 batters, before it turns over to Jordan Lawler at the top of the card. Clark said his first offering on the way is a pop-up right side, and it'll work its way into the seats. O'Brien Chee finishes. He goes Three and a third innings, eating up some of those middle innings for the Rough Riders. He gave up three hits, but two of them were home runs, so he allows two runs on those two solo homers. And the pitch home misses downstairs. He walked one and struck out a pair. He gives way to Seth Clark. Clark has squared off against Amarillo on five occasions this year. This marks number six. Pitch home, and that one pops in and out of Johnson's mitt, just missing outside of the right-handed hitting center fielder. Two balls and a strike. Seth Clark, over those five outings, has gone six and two-thirds innings. He has a 4.05 ERA. That's three earned runs over that span. His offering home dips beneath the zone, and it's a 3-1 advantage for Christian Robinson. It's been part of the struggle lately for the lefty. Has been finding the strike zone. He's also fallen victim to the long ball more times than he would like. Pitch home, and there's one chopped back behind the plate. And it's three balls and two strikes. Clark, a 4.29 ERA tonight, marking appearance number 41 of the year for him. Left-hander with a closed-off stance. Rocks and fires. There's a bouncing ball out to a short wall cart, charging hard, and he fires a strike to Hatcher just in front of Robinson, who runs really well. Walcott had some troubles getting the ball out of his glove. He had to crash in on it. Robinson, we mentioned, runs really well. He kind of double took out of the glove, couldn't get a grip on it, and by the time that he did, he just got it off in time. Walcott perfect tonight in four chances, including a double play. They went 6-4-3. And here's Gene Walters. The first offering runs outside.
Well, the book on Walcott defensively is still some work to do on the fielding side, but a really strong arm. And we saw that strong arm right there.
Yeah, that was a strike. Right where Hatcher needed it, too. 1-0. Dips beneath the zone. Two balls and no strikes.
One of the really fun things about getting the young guys is seeing them mature as baseball players as well. And I think it's going to be really fun next year to watch him here at the AA level and see how he matures as the season progresses.
2-0 on its way. And there's a called strike on a fastball at 93 miles an hour at the top of the zone. And you're exactly right, Zach. He is by far the youngest player on this roster and in the Texas League. 18 years old. Square to bunt. Right back towards Clark on the hill. He spins and fires over to first in time. 1-3 goes to the ground out on a bunt attempt by Walters.
Isn't it funny to think, like, you hear 18 years old and you say, wow, that's really young. And then you think back to what you were doing at 18,
oh, yeah,
and you're like, there's no way I could be doing this at this level.
No, 18-year-old Luke and Zach likely were not ready for double A.
Yeah. 18-year-old Zach was when Luke was 3 years old.
Not quite, but close. Pitch home, wave and a miss by Lawler. You were 18 in what year?
It was
easy math for me. Because I'm a 2000
kid,
so 2018, I was 18.
2013, I
13,
was 18.
So I was 13 years old.
Okay.
Off by a decade. Pitch from Clark, skips into Jordan Lawler, and we're even at a ball and a strike.
So I was going to college when
I was getting ready to start, what, eighth grade,
yeah,
probably?
Good grief. I'm old, man.
Clark kicks and fires, and this one popped back out of play. I know we've already talked about it tonight, but seeing on the roster 2006 for Sebastian Walcott is a wake-up call and a half.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. I mean, 18 is very young, but to see born in 2006, he won't turn 19 until March of next year. March 14th, he'll turn 19 years old. 1-2, taken downstairs, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Jordan Lawler is hitless tonight, 0-for-2. He did work a walk, but was stranded at third base as part of the jam that Brian Shee got out of with the bases loaded. Pitch home, in on the hands, and taken, and the count runs full.
2006 kind of hits you like a slap in the face a little bit when you look at it, but just the excitement level surrounding him. It's always tough on a prospect sometimes, but he seems to handle it very well.
And that he does. Pitch home, payoff pitch, a check swing on a pitch downstairs. They appeal to first. Trevor Patience says he didn't go. So the first man to reach against Seth Clark is Jordan Lawler via a free pass. And that brings in Gavin Conticello, who picked up his first career double-A hit with an RBI single in the third. That made this a 1-0 ball game. We currently stand 3-1 with the Rough Riders scoring in the top of this frame on Cooper Johnson's 13th homer of the season. Conticello in from the left side. Lefty on lefty, and the first pitch misses outside. 94 with a fastball from Seth Clark. Left-hander closed off. Working from the stretch, he kicks and fires and gets a wave and a miss on a pitch beneath the zone. Got Conticello to chase. Well, we've talked about young players over and over. This is another one here at the AA level, 21 years old, which just puts in perspective how young Sebastian Walcott is as Conticello waves and misses. But to get these reps at the end of your age 18 season at the AA level, boy, is that going to pay dividends, especially if he's able to hit well like we saw earlier, double down the line for his first career AA hit. Have some confidence going into your first AA season next year. Pitch home, and it misses high and away, even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
We harken back to Thomas Ajayi tonight, of course, when he came up in the last week of the season. All he did in his AA debut week was win Texas League Player of the Week down in Northwest Arkansas. So
it's pretty good.
Big shoes to fill.
Left-hander kicks and fires. There's a pop-up back behind the plate, and it works its way out of play.
He hit 412 with 4 extra base hits that week. Evan Carter hit over 350 that week. Those two came up at the same time. Those two very close friends. I'm sure Evan is excited for Thomas tonight.
2-2 on its way, and that one taken just missed outside. Didn't miss by much. Clark with a fastball. And we have ourselves another 3-2 count. Clark with the ball pinned to his back, now comes set. Lefty kicks and fires. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Conticello doing a really nice job of spoiling those borderline pitches from the Rough Riders lefty.
Now, one more thing on JC. That's probably not the last time I'm going to say that. But, you know, one guy who's really happy for him is skipper Carlos Cardozo.
Pitch home, and there's a pop-up left side. It will tail its way into the crowd.
He was actually the one who told me about it because he was in contact with Thomas. And told us on the bus on the way up here today that he was going to be making his debut, and those two were extremely close. Carlos and Thomas have been worked together for years in a row.
Another payoff offering, and there's a wave and a miss on a pitch downstairs. And the inning comes to a close. So with a two-out walk issued to Jordan Lawler, doesn't come back to bite Seth Clark. He picks up his first strikeout as part of a scoreless seventh inning. We'll talk a little bit more about Thomas Ajayi on the other side. It's 3-run to Amarillo. To the top of the eighth we go. Riders coming up here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Spencer Giesting is done. He goes 7 innings, allowing just the one earned run on that solo homer in his last inning of work by Cooper Johnson. He allowed 5 hits, 1 walk, and he struck out 7. And he gives way to the right-hander Zach Barnes. First pitch to Rodriguez. Called a strike, just got the inner edge towards the bottom of the zone. Barnes, a right-hander, 25 years old. He kicks and fires, and Rodriguez waves and misses. It's nothing in two. Originally from Scottsdale, Arizona, played his college baseball at Grand Canyon. It's been a bit of a tough year for him. He's 2-4 with a 7.42 ERA across 34 appearances on the season. But he has pitched across 3 levels, with some of his best work being here in Amarillo. He kicks and fires. On a bouncer left side, soft roller. The third baseman, Groover, has it and fires on to first in time. And Gabriel Rodriguez becomes the initial out of the eighth inning. 5-3 goes the ground out, and Daniel Mateo will step in. Zach Barnes, 2-3 with a 4.4 ERA across 22 outings here at the AA level. The Rough Riders have seen him on 2 occasions, this being the third. He has a 2.45 ERA in that span. As Mateo takes the first offering, a fastball at the knees, called a strike. 95 with that fastball. Right-hander working from the stretch with the bases clear. And the pitch. Mateo trying to hold up the swing, but went around on a breaking ball. Looked like the slider. And it's quickly nothing in two with Alejandro Osuna looming on deck. Top of the lineup for the Rough Riders, fourth time through. Riders have out-hit Amarillo tonight, 5-4. Pitch home, and Mateo takes. Fastball, 96, just missed. All in 2 strikes. Mateo 0-2 tonight with a 5-4-3 double play and a pop out to first base. Barnes set, he kicks and fires, and Mateo shoots that one off the top of the netting. Back behind home plate. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes. Rough Riders have hit well against Barnes, but haven't been able to manufacture runs with it. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Mateo chases down in the dirt with an off-speed pitch. And there's the first strikeout for Zach Barnes. 2 gone, and Alejandro Osuna stands in. The Rough Riders, across those 2 outings, 3 2/3 innings for Barnes. The Riders have a .333 average against them. They picked up 5 hits in 3 2/3, but only pushed across 1 run. Osuna watches the first offering. There's miss on the outside edge. Ball and no strikes. Osuna hitting .302 for the Riders this year. And he rockets one on the ground. A diving effort by Walters. He pops to his feet. And that's the inning. 4-3 on another highlight play from the second baseman, Gene Walters. Second time he's made a diving stop to rob the Rough Riders of a hit. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. For Zach Barnes in his first frame, we go to the bottom of the eighth with Amarillo still leading Frisco 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark goes one frame. It's Ricky DeVito, the right-hander on for the Rough Riders. Taking on the bottom of the eighth inning, it's Gino Groover, the first to face him, and he waves and misses at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. DeVito is 4-0 with a 4.03 ERA on the season. 26-year-old was originally selected in the eighth round back in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves, and his offering dips beneath the zone, a ball and a strike. DeVito has worked against the Sod Poodles on the year. And a team high, this is seventh appearance. He rocks and fires and misses inside with a heater. And he's been really effective. He's 1-0 with an even 1 ERA. Across those six outings, he's gone exactly nine innings, allowing one run on two hits. And the pitch home. Misses outside, and it's quickly three balls and a strike in favor of the Amarillo third baseman. That's the 3-4-5 batters duo. Vito set at the chin. Now kicks and fires. The 3-1. Misses outside. And he walks the leadoff man. That's been the struggle for DeVito across the year. It's been leadoff base runners. A lot of the time, that leadoff walk. But he's done a solid job of not letting that mess up his year. DeVito making his fourth appearance in the month of September. He has a 2.7 ERA. As the first offering to Caleb Roberts runs downstairs. He gave up one earned run in his last outing. He picked up just one out. Pitch home, wave and a miss. 98 with that fastball. Prior to that, first three innings, first two outings of the month were scoreless for DeVito, allowing just one hit, two walks, and striking out two over that span. Right-hander set, he kicks to the lefty, and there's just a flare out towards second base. The shortstop Walcott has it on the run, fires to first, and gets one. Now Gino Groover moves up to second base. Wise play by Walcott, not trying to do too much and turn the double play. His momentum took him into the infield grass, where his lone play was at first base, and he did that just fine. And Ivan Melendez, who homered in his last time up, that was a 440-foot shot against Brian Chi in the sixth inning. He has two hits tonight, two for three. He stands in from the right side in the first pitch. Wave and a miss. 97 with the heater. A leadoff walk, and Gino Groover stands at second base with one gone for Melendez. DeVito kicks and fires. And that one to the backstop will move Groover over to third base. Cooper Johnson couldn't find it.
I think he thought it hit him.
I think he did too, because Johnson stayed looking out towards the mound at DeVito, and DeVito threw his right hand out as if to say, "Coop, I need you to go pick that up before he comes around to score."
Melendez evidently didn't think it hit him, nor did home plate umpire Ben Engstrand. 1-1 the count. Runner in third base with one gone. The Riders pull the infield in. And that one misses inside. 98 with a heater. Melendez hitting 237 on the year, but he has himself 21 home runs. Right, he kicks and fires. There's a high pop-up into shallow right center field. Osuna behind it, now charging in. He makes the grab, and a bluff tag, and it was a strike from Osuna. Likely a wise play for Groover to stay put at third base. He likely would have been canned by Osuna. A strong throw. But DeVito has himself out number two, and he's an out away from a scoreless bottom of the eighth, giving the Riders a chance at 3-1 in the top of the inning. Top of the ninth inning, that is. There's Christian Cerda. Search of his first hit tonight. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. First pitch runs inside. Need to spin out of the way of a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Cerda, right-handed hitting catcher. DeVito said he rocks and fires. Wave and a miss. Blew the fastball at 97 by him. Cerda playing in just his 12th game with the Sod Poodles. He is a top 30 prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks org. As he watches that one inside again, got away from DeVito. 2-1 advantage for the Soddy's catcher. DeVito sent it to Chin. Back to work behind 2-1 the pitch. Glides outside. It's a 3-1 advantage.
Go Anthony.
I'm not sure who Anthony is. We have Christian Cerda at the plate. The pitch home. 3-1. Blown by him again with a fastball. Oh, there you go. There's your answer. Anthony has eaten a hot dog in two bites.
Oh, that's impressive.
Good work, Anthony. Gotta love the ballpark. Payoff pitch. Down and in, and DeVito lost him. Ball four, second walk issued, and the Sod Poodles have him cornered. That is impressive. Two bites.
You know, that's the great thing about coming to a baseball game is you can come and watch baseball. You can come and try to eat a hot dog in two bites. You can come and not remember what the final score was. You can just come and hang out.
You can come and try to eat nine hot dogs, one for every inning.
And drink nine beers.
There you go.
Nine for nine.
Nine for nine challenge. 9-9-9. Nine beers, nine dogs, nine innings. Here's Kevin Graham. First pitch swinging, and that one caught Cooper Johnson. He's slow to get up. It appears to be all right.
You ever done that?
9-9-9? I have not. Someone tells me that's not enjoyable.
Would you?
Not if I'm working.
Yes, I can tell you, you cannot do that.
Honestly, that would be one of those that I'd be okay with trying if I was forced to for, like, fantasy football punishment. Like,
okay,
I wouldn't be mad at that punishment. I don't really want to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go watch a baseball game and make myself feel sick. DeVito kicks and fires, and misses down and in.
You know what's crazy is nine beers is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You're spending $120.
Yeah, at least. You have to do that on a Tuesday where it's like a dollar dog night or something.
Thirsty Thursday. Yeah,
Thirsty Thursday. Wave and a miss on a pitch downstairs. And Graham falls behind DeVito, 1-2.
Yeah, there's no chance that that's going to be a cheap task.
No.
I don't think I can do it.
I'm not sure if I could or not.
Physically.
I know I would probably not feel the best, but 1-2 on its way, and there's a bouncing ball down the left field line, and it's a foul ball.
And you may have the most iron stomach of anyone I've ever met.
I can pretty much eat anything.
Yeah.
Still 1-2 on the Sod Poodles left fielder. DeVito trying to get out of a jam here in the home half of the eighth. Runner goes. Pitch home down in the dirt. Gloved by Johnson. Christian Serta still has yet to reach second base, and he is there.
That was a saunter into second base.
He got three quarters of the way, saw it down in the dirt, and knew he was going to be able to get there. So he just, one foot after another, just crept towards second base. Now he stands at second. Second and third in a 3-1 ball game. 2-2 the count on the left-handed hitting Kevin Graham. DeVito peers in. He has his sign. Right-hander Cox back and fires. There's a ground ball up the middle. Diving effort by Rodriguez. He's able to glove it, but his throw not in time, and it skips away from Hatcher and off the dugout. Both runs will score. Amber Rodriguez would likely want to have that throw back. Didn't have much of a shot. He made a tremendous diving play in the hole near shortstop to keep it as just a one-run base hit. But on the throwing error, the second comes around to score.
Yeah, that's one where you want to just put it in your pocket. Trying to do a little bit too much there.
Kevin Graham stayed at first base, and here's Christian Robinson. First pitch. He's popped up foul, back out of play. Well, now we sit at 5-1, so the Rough Riders have their work cut out and cut out for them in the top of the ninth. Skyler Hales begins to warm in the Riders' pen. Yeah, there's another pop-up, back out of play. The Riders, five runs on Amarillo, five runs on five hits. Frisco, one run on five hits, and now an error. Skyler Hales is not getting loose. He is the defender of the bullpen catcher. Graham runs, Johnson's throw on a line, and Freeman couldn't get the tag on. It took him towards the first base side of the second base bag. A stolen base for Kevin Graham, his sixth of the year. 1-2 the advantage for Ricky DeVito on Christian Robinson. It's Larson Kindreich, the arm loosening for Frisco. 1-2 on its way, and Robinson takes a called strike three. 98 Anthony's, and DeVito's out of the frame, but the damage done. A pair of walks come around to bite DeVito. He allows two runs on just one hit and error, and the Sod Poodles leave one left aboard. We go to the top of the ninth, where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. It's 5-1 Amarillo here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders with a little bit more work to do after that bottom of the eighth inning with two runs for Amarillo. Frisco now trailing 5-1 as they face a new pitcher on the mound as well for Amarillo. It's the left-hander Will Mabry on the mound. So Mabry will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Rough Riders order, Hatcher, Freeman, and Ortiz. Five runs on five hits, no errors for Amarillo. One run on five hits and one error for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher standing in from the left side. Here's the stretch by the lefty Mabry, and he deals in the first pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. This is game one of the six-game series to finish out the regular season this year. Winston Santos will go tomorrow in game two for the Riders. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Lyle Lynn, the former top pitching prospect in this organization, will go for the Sod Poodles. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. Hatcher down, and there's one away. Cody Freeman bats now. 6:35 the next two nights, and then 7:05, 7:05, and 1:05. Their five-game timing on the schedule. Freeman, right-handed batter, 0-3 tonight. Rough Riders have four extra base hits today out of their five hits. The pitch. There's a line shot right to shortstop where Lawler makes a basket catch just underneath his belt. Two outs. He hammered it, though, right at Freeman. And now Abimelech Ortiz is the final hope for the Rough Riders with two down here in the top of the ninth. Rough Riders had their eyes on some franchise records coming into this last stretch, but this will make it more difficult. First pitch is a line drive to right, and that's in for a hit. Abimelech Ortiz attacking the first pitch and lining a slider into right field. Oh, Abby is 1-for-4. And here's Cooper Johnson, who has doubled and homered tonight. Five-one. Riders trail the Sod Poodles here in the ninth. Johnson very good against lefties. Mabry, the left-hander, deals in. Fouled back, 0-1. Johnson doubled down the left field line and a homer down the left field line. His 13th long ball of the season. It's the Rough Riders' only offense tonight. It was back in the seventh inning. Frisco just has not been able to score. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 over the last couple of weeks. Talked about runners in scoring position and the lack thereof on offense for Frisco. They're 0-5 tonight, and now 6-for-61 in runners in scoring position in their last seven games, including tonight. Riders down to their final strike tonight. Trailing 5-1, Ortiz not being held on at first. The pitch. It's up, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Johnson. Fastball missing high. Full side shift on the Amarillo infield and straight up in the outfield. 1-2. There's a line drive foul down the left field line. Still one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders, if they fail to win this one, will have lost consecutive games when out-hitting their opponent. They lost to the Wind Surge while out-hitting them 5-4 on Sunday, and they're out-hitting the Amarillo 6-5 currently. One 2 offering. There's a bouncing ball up the middle, and it leaks into center field. It's a base hit. Ortiz rounds second, heads into third without a throw. And the Rough Riders now have runners on the corners, and how big were those two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning for Amarillo? Without those two runs, the Rough Riders right now would be sending the go-ahead run to the plate and have the tying run aboard. So here's Sebastian Walcott. Cooper Johnson is now 3-for-4 tonight, and the good old triple shy of the cycle as well, double, a homer, and a single. Here's Sebastian Walcott, who's 1-for-3 with a double here in his double-A debut. He struck out twice. Time call. Serta, the catcher, will go out and chat. And looks like we'll get a mound visit as well from the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani. Well, Mabry, the 23-year-old out of Cookeville, Tennessee,
pitching in his 41st game this season with Amarillo. He's 3-2 with a 3.40 ERA. Rough Riders saw plenty of Mabry in the first few meetings between these two teams. Mabry making his 8th appearance against the Riders. He's allowed just one unearned run. Walcott, right-handed batter. Runners on the edges. Some action out in the bullpen. Right-hander getting loose. First pitch. Walcott flicks it foul in the air, out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. At the high A level, Walcott hit very well against left-handed pitching. The offering. He swings and grounds it to the right side. Second baseman Walters has got it. Throws on to first and gets him. There's your ball game. Well, the Riders dropped the opener here in Amarillo by a final score of 5-1. And Luke Maley will break it down for you on the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, the Rough Riders fall in the series opener 5-1, the final score. Winning pitcher tonight, Spencer Giesting. He improves to 4-7 on the year. Nick Krauth drops to 8-7. As the losing pitcher tonight, there is no save. In a game that lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes, and now we're down to 5 regular season games to go before the Rough Riders head to Midland on their Academy Charters bus to start the 2024 Texas League playoffs. The Rough Riders, 1 run on 7 hits and an error, 5 runs on 5 hits and no errors for Amarillo. Lassan Poodles improved to 57-75 on the year. And the Rough Riders dropped their second straight while out-hitting their opponent. As Zach mentioned, they are 80-53. You look at the performances. Spencer Giesting was tremendous tonight, going 7 strong innings. He allowed just the 1 earned run on 5 hits, one of which was a home run by Cooper Johnson, his 13th of the year, extending his career high. Giesting walked 1 and struck out 7. Here are the offensive performances for the Rough Riders. Cooper Johnson, not only just the home run, but he ended a triple shy of the cycle. He led the way with the only multi-hit night, picking up 3 hits. Alejandro Osuna picked up a knock. And Sebastian Walcott delivered a double for his first career double-A hit. And the Riders also got hits from Ortiz and Hatcher. That hit from Ortiz coming in the ninth. But the Rough Riders have really struggled as of late, hovering right around 100 average with runners in scoring position over the last few weeks. It's been tough sledding for Frisco. with runners aboard the base paths. So they drop tonight, 5-1 the final score. But we're back in action tomorrow. A 6:35 first pitch. It's the right-hander Winston Santos getting the ball in game two. He's 4-3 with a 5.27 ERA. The left-hander Lyle Lynn on the other side goes for the Sod Poodles. He's 3-5 with a 4.36 ERA. Lyle Lynn, a former number one pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. But the Rough Riders fall just short tonight, 5-1 the final score. Nick Krauth started really strong. He went 7 up, 7 down, but then issued a pair of walks and an RBI single to Gavin Contasello, the first hit of his Double-A career. Opened the scoring. They tacked on two in the sixth against Brian Chi on solo homers from Gino Gruver and Ivan Melendez. And then they added two more in the ninth. The Rough Riders' lone run came on that solo homer by Cooper Johnson. They did threaten in that ninth inning, but again, somewhat of a fitting end of the game with the Rough Riders picking up a pair of two-out hits to put runners at the corners, but then not being able to manufacture any runs with runners in scoring position. But the Riders fall tonight, 5-1, the final score in the series opener, as we mentioned. Back tomorrow, 6:35, the first pitch with pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6:20. It's the right-hander Winston Santos opposing the lefty Lyle Lynn. On behalf of my partner Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Manley saying thanks for spending this beautiful Tuesday evening with us here in the Texas Panhandle. We hope to catch you tomorrow again, 6:35, the first pitch pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6:20.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!